Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding, and we would like to welcome you to the Ourofino Saúde Animal fourth quarter and full year 2018 conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Jardel Massacri, the company's CEO, and Mr. Kleber Gomes, the CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated. All participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing the company remarks, there will be a question and answer section when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that can be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com. At this address, you can find the banner webcast fourth quarter 2018. This will lead you to the presentation platform. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements that will be made during this conference call refer to beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and are based on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino, leading results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. We would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jardel Massacri. Mr. Massacri, you may proceed.
Hey, good afternoon to all of you, and it's a pleasure to have you participating in our fourth quarter 2018 and 2018 results conference call. First of all, I would like to underscore that we're extremely satisfied with Ourofino's results in 2018. We delivered figures above budget, the highest net revenues in the history of the 30 years of Ourofino, with almost 600 million, an EBITDA of more than 130 million, an adjusted profit of over 70 million, the highest ever in our history. We generated cash and further reduced leveraging, allowing for greater growth opportunities both in the short and long run. It is our understanding that the main actors in these results that were presented in 2018 are our employees, and that we should continue to motivate them to attain our growth goals for the coming years. Because of this, we have decided to reward all of the company employees with an additional bonus salary for the excellent year of 2018. The bonus led to an extraordinary effect of 6 million reais in the fourth quarter that was more than offset by the dilution of expenses throughout the year. Our commercial teams were successful and carried out robust sales and also generated demand with a consequent increase in volume and prices, both in production animals as in companion animals. They continue to be motivated to seek the results for 2019. In international operations, we continue on with our project to internationalize via Mexico and Colombia, mainly with volume increases in both countries and a growth reported that was mostly posted in local currency. In the year 2018, both countries accounted for almost 70% of our total revenues from international operations, a percentage that shows results that are consistent in terms of growth as part of the internationalization strategy of the company, working with teams in both countries, teams that are working arduously with Brazil. The biological product bore its first fruit with a sarcovirus vaccine that is called SAPESU. We held a technical launch in November of last year with experts throughout Brazil explaining the competitive edge. This vaccine is the first vaccine with the potential for invoicing from the biological project against the strain PCV2B for sarcovirus. With this product, we kick off the beginning of an era of vaccines with greater added value for the future of Ourofino. Besides this, at the beginning of February, we already began selling the first batches to farms throughout Brazil. I would now like to turn the floor over to our CFO and IR officer, Mr. Kleber Gomes, who will comment on the results for the period. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jardel. Good afternoon to all of you. We will begin by remarking on the net revenues of the company. Ourofino presented net revenues of 175 million in the fourth quarter 2018, a growth of 8% vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. During 2018, net revenues were 589 million, an increase of 17% compared to the same period in 2017, and the best in the company history, as mentioned by Jardel. The production animal segment had net revenues of 137 million in the fourth quarter, with an expansion of 3% compared to the fourth quarter 2017. We have our share of foot and mouth disease in the first quarter that had a lower volume in the fourth quarter, giving us that feeling that we had less growth. In 2018, net revenues were 459 million, with a growth of 15% and impacted by the increase in volume and prices during the year, in line with the work of our teams to generate demand. The companion animal segment had net revenues of 20 million in the fourth quarter, with a growth of 36% vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. During the year, net revenues were 76 million, with a growth of 24% compared to the same period 2017. This is due to volume increases aligned with several of the jobs carried out by our team that carry out visits to veterinary doctors throughout the country. The international operations segment had net revenues of 19 million in the fourth quarter 2018, an increase of 30% vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. In 2018, net revenues were 55 million, with a growth of 18%. Results took place because of a growth in local currency and because we had an increase of sales to other countries, especially the foot and mouth vaccines that occurred in 2017 and were not repeated in 2018. Ourofino's gross margin in the fourth quarter was 54%, a one percentage point increase vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. During the year, gross margin was 55%, a growth of two percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. The animal production segment had a gross margin of 15% in the fourth quarter, with a decrease of a little less than two percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017, with an impact on the cost because of the bonus awarded to the entire industry team representing 2 million reais. Gross margin for 2018 was 52%, an increase of one percentage point, reflecting price gains accrued throughout the year. In the companion animal segment, the gross margin was 69% in the fourth quarter 2018, maintaining the same result as the fourth quarter 2017. Gross margin during the year was 70%, an increase of half a percentage point, reflecting price gains. In the international operation segment, gross margin was 62% in the fourth quarter, with a growth of 13 percentage points compared to the fourth quarter 2017. Gross margin for 2018 was 63%, a growth of 12 percentage points. This reflects a better mix during the period and a favorable exchange rate. We continue with our comments on SG&A and EBITDA. Expenses with SG&A in the fourth quarter 2018 amounted to 67 million, with an increase of 6 percentage points compared to the fourth quarter 2017. During the year, expenses amounted to 223 million, maintaining the same percentage on revenues as in 2017. This is due to the decision of awarding the teams because of the results during the year amounting to 4 million reais, provision for impairment of 5 million, along with the negotiation with employees that was 2% lower than what we saw in 2018. Adjusted EBITDA totaled 36 million, with a 21% margin, a decrease of 4 percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017 due to SG&A. In 2018, adjusted EBITDA was 132 million, the highest in the company's history, as mentioned by Jardel, an adjusted EBITDA margin of 22%, a growth of 2 percentage points vis-à-vis the same period in 2017 because of the gains in gross margin throughout 2018. We will now speak about net financial expenses and income tax and social contribution. The net financial expenses in 2018 amounted to 5 million, an increase of 14%, a rise vis-à-vis 2017. The reduction was 9% vis-à-vis the same period in 2017 for financial expenses. The average cost of debt was 7.2% in the fourth quarter, compared to 6.8% in the fourth quarter 2017. This reflects the disbursement for the fund to finance studies and projects. Income tax and social contribution in the fourth quarter posted a credit of 1 million vis-à-vis an expense of 5 million in the fourth quarter of 2017. In 2018, income tax and social contribution were 16 million vis-à-vis 16 million for the year 2017. Once again, these figures differ from the accounting results. Adjusted net revenues for the fourth quarter amounted to 21.5 million, with a net margin of 12%, a decrease of 2 percentage points vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2017. In the year 2018, adjusted net profit was 71 million, also the highest in the history of Ourofino, with a net margin of 12%, a growth of 3 percentage points compared to the same period in 2017. These results reflect gains in adjusted EBITDA margin, along with a lower percentage of taxes on profit before taxes. We continue on with the indebtedness of the company in the fourth quarter of 2018. The net debt over EBITDA ratio was 1.7 times compared to 1.9 in the fourth quarter 2017. The average cost of debt was 7.2% during the year upon closing, compared to 6.8% in the fourth quarter 2017. As mentioned in financial expenses, the cost of debt of FIDC was higher, but now the terms are much higher compared to the normal credit in the market and in accordance with our product development cycle. These values incorporate the values of bank guarantees and related derivatives. Our cash reached 65 million, thanks to amortizations throughout the year. We will now refer to 2018 with an operational cash generation of 82 million, impacted by an increase in inventory volumes due to greater purchases of inputs from China. Once again, the vaccine of foot and mouth disease of 2 ml. We also paid debts amounting to 152 million during the year. Fundraising allowed us to lengthen our debt, reaching 3/4 of our total gross debt. Investments in research and development in 2018 totaled $39 million, representing 6.5% of net revenue for the period. The percentage is in line with our historical average and shows that we are investing in our growth and sustainability. As mentioned by Jardel, in 2018, we launched the first vaccine in our biological plant, and this is the first result among several that we have in this project. This is an important commitment to improve animal health in Brazil and throughout the world. We have a commitment towards the development of products. This will enable us to be more innovative in the long term. The biological market represents 1/3 of the total animal health market. We hope that 2019 will be another important year for the history of Ourofino, and we have results that are aligned with our planning for the long term. I would now like to return the floor to the operator to go on to the question and answer session. Once again, should you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. Mrs. Olivia Petronilo from the J.P. Morgan would like to pose a question. You may proceed, ma'am. A good day to all of you. Thank you for taking my question. I have three in truth. The first refers to the results during this quarter. I think we're looking at a full commercial structuring that has taken place in the company, and I would like to know which is the outlook going forward, if you're expecting a greater remuneration for the sales team, and if you could give us a greater color as part of the fourth quarter in terms of the foot and mouth disease. We thought the margin would be lower, and we see that the margin posted was somewhat higher. And what is it that we can expect for the next 3 or 6 months and the potential growth in revenues? Olivia, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your questions. When it comes to our results, so for those of you who have followed up on us for some time, we have undertaken a very harsh restructuring, as you know, and well, initially everybody came out losing, including the shareholders. We have been working on the recovery. We're working in a very austere way with a great deal of efficiency, productivity, and rationalizing expenses. If we look at 2018 and if we look at 2019 and 2020, it is our understanding that 2018 was an important year to offer gains to everybody, seeking a better foundation for the coming years. We jointly deliberated between the board and the management to think about the reward that we decided to offer to more than 1,000 employees that we have with a bonus salary. Once again, to reward them for the excellent year that we had in 2018, and because of the effort that everybody deployed to obtain these results. Once again, this is an additional bonus because of the work for recovery, a work that was very well done. Evidently, as we mentioned at the beginning, it is our understanding that the employees are essential to the company. They are the ones who obtain the results, and we hope to be able to reward them more times going forward if they achieve these positive results. This is what happened in 2018. Going on to your second question, the gross margin for production, as we had anticipated in the first campaign, we obtained a lower volume in the second campaign, and it was natural to expect an improvement in the gross margin for production animals. On the other hand, this reward also had an impact on the industry as a whole. 6 million, 2 million remained in the industry. And as this was a last-minute decision, we ended up going to the CBD, and this effect was offset by the potential improvement in gross margin that we could have had in the second campaign. But we were able to see the enhancement expected. When it comes to our pipeline, we don't disseminate this, but we do know that the vaccine project is a very significant project. The great price from the market is based on vaccines, and we try to set ourselves aside with an extremely well-carried-out technical launch. I'm not referring only to the technical part, but this vaccine is one of the most updated ones for a disease that has severe impact, and I think that we're going to recover and make a difference in the market going forward. For the coming years, we do have other vaccines in the pipeline, but unfortunately, we cannot disseminate this. Now, the vaccine market is one of the main markets, especially if you put aside the foot and mouth disease vaccine. Thank you. Thank you very much for your response. Thank you, Olivia, for your question. Luciana Carvalho from Bank of Brazil would like to pose a question. Good afternoon, Jardel and Kleber. Thank you for the presentation. I would like to speak about the foreign market. You had a growth of 55% in Colombia and Mexico. How much room do you still have to grow in the foreign market? What is the expectation for 2019? And if you could speak a bit about your CapEx, if you have a target for 2019. Luciana, we have very good outlooks for the year 2019 in both countries, Colombia and Mexico. We firmly believe in those countries, and we are working there with our own team, with our training, and with all of the IT tools that have been developed for the market. And in 2018, we announced work with a pets market for both markets. Once again, this is a market that continues to be small, but with a great deal of potential for growth, especially in the year 2019. Luciana, to add to this, and this, I believe, is your first participation, to give you more qualitative information. The Latin American market for protein is the best market in the world. It moves 17% of the proteins throughout the world, and by far, Brazil has the highest share in this market. Now, the markets in Mexico and Colombia are the second largest markets after Brazil. They have an enormous growth potential, and as mentioned, we have our own teams working with a benchmarking, working on a commercial basis, beginning with a small foundation. We have a full portfolio in these countries, and until 2018, we had several product launches that allowed us to grow. In 2017, we were the company with the greatest growth in 2017, and in Colombia, we were the third company with the greatest growth. The growth is approximately 50-55%, and once again, We will be among the first countries to have growth in those countries with significant room for more growth. Now, when it comes to CapEx, we have not disseminated the details of this, but we are going to make investments in plants. Besides all of the part where we spend 6%-7% of our net revenues in research and development, all of this is also capitalized, the part of product development. Yes, we do have some investments going forward. Nothing too novel, but no great projects.
Thank you very much, Kleber and Jardel, for your responses.
We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. We remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one.
At this moment, we would like to end the question and answer section. We return the floor to Mr. Jardel Massari for his closing remarks.
To conclude our conference call today, I would like to say that we continue working arduously to reimagine animal health. We're coming up with solutions for all of our customers. I would like to thank all of you for the confidence in our results and for supporting our work. Our IR team is at your entire disposal to clarify any doubt that you may still have. With that, I would like to wish you a good afternoon, and thank you very much for your participation. The fourth quarter 2018 and full year 2018 conference call for Ourofino ends here. We would like to thank everybody for their participation. Have a good afternoon.